your blessing. Thank you for your touch. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you tonight, God. Hallelujah, what a mighty God we serve. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you were not here this morning, you missed God moving in a mighty way in this place. And He's continuing now here tonight. Amen. Come on, let's give Him a hand clap. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm excited. I'm thankful for what He's done. He's not done. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm excited. Woo. Can you believe next Sunday is Easter? Will you do everything you can to invite somebody here? Let's pack this place out in the name of Jesus. Let's bring some people here that need God. We'll show them today. This is the God that went to the cross to have a relationship with you. Amen. But He didn't stay there in that tomb. He rose on the third day. Come on. Hallelujah. I want to speak to you tonight. How much do you want God's anointing? How much do you want God's anointing? Let's pray. God, we thank you. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for what we felt here, Lord. But God, there's some things that you want to do. You want to touch some lives here tonight. God, you want to make a difference in somebody's life here tonight. And God, I just pray that, Lord, we'll do what we need to do, God, to seek you. Lord God, to receive that anointing that you so desperately want to give. Let's give God a hand clap of praise. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can be seated. Can I just say something here starting off? Listen, folks. The anointing just doesn't happen. Hear me tonight. I said the anointing just doesn't happen. That may be a revelation to you here tonight. I don't know. But there is a certain degree of sacrifice that you have to make if you want the anointing of God. So I asked all of us here tonight, are you willing to make the sacrifice to be anointed? Come on. Are you willing? Are you willing to make the sacrifice to be anointed? You see, prayer is one thing. That's great. We need to pray. We should pray. I hope you all pray. Preaching is another thing. We need to hear the Word of God. We love it. I believe the apostolic ranks has the greatest preaching in all of the world. That's a great. We need it. But neither one, prayer or preaching, will accomplish much without the anointing. Now I ask you again, how much do you want God's anointing? The very presence of God working in your life. You see, if you want God's anointing, we're going to talk about Elijah tonight. And I want you to see what Elijah did to receive the anointing. Look at his sacrifice. But also, folks, look at the anointing accomplished. Amen. Then let me know if you want the anointing. In 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 15, and the Lord said unto him, go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. Let's go to 1 Kings 19, verse 19. So he departed thence and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. Listen, folks. I'm going to say something right now. Somebody's life can be changed here tonight. Hear me. God wants to touch somebody. Somebody can go another level in God tonight. Somebody can leave this place with the fire of God in your life. Tonight can be your night. Elijah found Elisha. That means he was looking for him. You need to know, folks, that God is always watching, and God is always evaluating, and God is always on the lookout for somebody that he can elevate. Amen. God, amen, is looking here tonight in this place. You see, Elijah had God's attention. He was not working in a corporate office. He was not living in a palace. He was not driving a Rolls Royce or a Mercedes. No, he was in a field plowing. He was covered with dirt, but he had God's attention. You see, sometimes, folks, you may feel as though as you are insignificant and nobody even notices what you do. But I want you to know tonight that God notices. Amen. He notices your sacrifice. He notices your faithfulness. He notices your commitment. He notices your willingness to do the jobs that nobody else wants to do. Elisha had God's attention. Folks, I want God's attention. How about you tonight? I want the attention of God. Amen. I want to do whatever it takes to receive the attention of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God notices. How did Elisha get God's attention? You see, he was busy. He was not sitting around with his hands folded, waiting for the perfect ministry opportunity. He was busy where he was. He was working with what he had. Amen? He was dependable. He was responsible. That means his father knew that the job that he was supposed to do would get done. Amen? Elijah's father knew that he could trust Elijah alone in a field with 12 yoke of oxen. Amen? He didn't have to stand over him, watching him all the time. He knew that whatever was placed in Elijah's hand, it would be completed. He knew that. Elijah was self-disciplined. You see, this discipleship means a disciplined life. Amen. T.F. Tenney said one time, the anointing you respect is the anointing you receive. Submit yourself to your leaders. Isn't it a tragedy that so many in the body of Christ view discipleship and disciplined life as some kind of punishment from all the fun things in life? Elisha was willing to work with no immediate reward. Amen. You see, as a farmer, folks, he understood there's a lot of work to do before you enjoy the fruit of the rewards of your labor. Amen. Elijah was a hard worker. He gave himself 100% to his work. And some people work harder, folks, trying to get out of working than if they would just buckle down and do the job they're supposed to do. Elijah didn't have to be sweet-talked. He didn't have to be patted on the back to get his work done. Everybody, folks, needs to be appreciated. And everyone wants to be recognized. And everybody likes to feel praise. But a mature Christian understands that we are working for the Lord. And the Lord will reward us for our labor. These were the qualities, folks, in Elijah's life that attracted God's attention. There are people who are always talking about the double portion, but they have never yet qualified for the first portion. Come on. I want to say something important here tonight. The anointing is no substitute for hard work. The anointing is no substitute for training and education. There's anointing is no substitute for character. And the anointing does not produce character. Jesus did not say, ye shall know them by their gifts, but or by their anointing. He said, ye shall know them by their fruit. the fruit of the Spirit are the qualities and the attitudes of Jesus manifested through our humanity for the benefit of humanity. The anointing does not replace practice. The anointing does not replace study. And while we often say that anointing is more important than talent, we should also realize, folks, that talent is a gift from God. And when God anoints your talent, it glorifies God in the highest level. Hallelujah. Character. Character is the nature and the attributes of Christ. The anointing is the power of God for service. Hallelujah. And when you put the power of God and the nature of God together, have full manifestation of Jesus Christ. Jesus was full representation and manifestation of the Father in every way. The anointing without godly character or without the fruit of the Spirit is confusing. It is contradiction. Folks, I want you to look at the example of the life of Samson. There was no question that Samson had supernatural ability. He had strength by the anointing of God on his life. And there was no question that Samson had supernatural ability. There was none. But his life was out of balance. And there was no character. There was no fruit of the Spirit in Samson's life. And while Elisha was waiting on his anointing, he was working on his character. You see, Elisha was becoming the kind of man that God could trust with his anointing. Hallelujah. He was becoming the kind of man that God could use. Hallelujah. Folks, to have the anointing, you will have to be willing to sacrifice. Elisha was waiting for something. He was working while he was waiting. Did you ever feel like you need more? You couldn't seem to reach that point. You see, he was plowing and he was waiting. He was praying and he was waiting. He was plowing and he was watching. He was praising and he was watching. He was plowing and he was expecting. You see, his spirit was reaching out. Something on the inside of him was stirring in his life. Something on the inside of him was telling him, you're bigger than this, Elisha. Something, folks, was telling him, there is more to life than this. Folks, you see, I believe, I'm talking to somebody that knows something is getting ready to change. There's something I was born for. I'm here for a reason. Hallelujah. My life is supposed to count for something. Somehow. Hallelujah. I just know that I'm supposed to make a difference in the world that I live in. Walking in the light. He had been faithful to what had been put in his heart, his hands to do. Elijah come by. You see, Elijah represents the anointing. Folks, Elijah walks out into the field where Elisha is plowing behind 12 yoke of oxen. He's there. He's covered with dirt. And Elijah throws his mantle on this man. Is there anybody, folks, is there anybody just glad that God saw something in you that he could use? Are you glad tonight that God saw, I don't care how menial it was, folks, he saw something in you that he could use. You see, other people couldn't see it, but you were covered with your dirt. Amen. You took a look and the spiritual dirt was all over your face and the oxen dung was all over your feet. Why? Because you had been walking in a mess. Amen. But you were being faithful behind that plow. You were doing everything that you could to do something for God. You were, hey, can I help you here? Can I get involved in this? Come on. I'm working for something. I'm being faithful until God gives me that anointing. Hallelujah. I was born for something better than this. Amen.
Amen. And I know that it has been living for Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. I feel God moving in this place tonight. Come on, folks. He's wanting to pour that anointing out here tonight. He's wanting to throw that mantle on somebody here tonight. Come on, do you feel God moving in this place? Come on. We're walking. We're walking. We've got that dirt on our face. That dung's all over us. We're walking in the mess that's going on in this world. But God said, I can use him. Amen. I can use her. I can do something with him or her. I can put into my anointing on them. And if they'll do it, just plow for me. Amen. I'll make them a vessel. I'll make them a vessel of honor. Come on. God is noticing your sacrifice tonight. I'll use them to tear down Satan's kingdom, and I'll use them to establish the kingdom of God. And when Elijah's mantle touched Elisha, destiny, folks, jumped in Elijah's spirit and said, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. Amen. This is what I've been praying for. This is what I've been asking God for. This is what my heart has been crying out for. Something that is different. And I realize it is the anointing of God. The first anointing. Immediately. That first anointing. When he threw that mantle on his shoulder. It immediately launched Elijah into serving and ministering. And being discipled. And being mentored by a man of God. You see, he positioned himself for a double portion. For a double portion anointing. Hear me what I said. I said he positioned himself. How did he do it? By serving, by ministering, by discipline. Amen. Being discipled. He was being mentored by a man of God. He only had that first anointing. That first portion. Amen. Elisha left all. And Elijah became his spiritual father. Are you willing tonight to leave it all? Hear me. Are you willing to leave it all? Elijah placed himself as a son under Elijah's jurisdiction. Why? Because he discerned the anointing of God in Elijah's life. You see, Elijah put himself in school. He became a disciple, a follower, and a student. You see, a lot of people want the kind of anointing that will get people saved, and they want to see people healed, and they want to see people delivered. But few people want to do what it takes to get it. Many people want the anointing, and many people want the power of God in their lives. But very few people want to position themselves in humility and into submission to a man of God over their lives. Amen. They don't want to be taught. They don't want to say, teach me, pastor. They don't want to say, lead me, pastor. They don't want to hear a pastor correct them when I'm wrong. They don't want the rebuke when they need it. The first anointing that touched Elijah's life was the anointing of a student, the disciple, and a servant. And everybody wants the double portion anointing. But see, the double portion doesn't come until you've walked and lived and served under the first anointing. When Elijah's mantle touched Elisha, the Bible says immediately he went after Elijah. Elijah left all to follow a minister, to be schooled, to be mentored by a man of God. Elisha knew he was not, hear me, he was not going to get anywhere Elijah was overnight. He knew it wasn't going to happen overnight. He understood that. But he committed himself to the process. Elijah says, go back again what I have done to you. This is Elijah's first test. Right here is where a lot of people fail. They've been touched by the anointing, by the price of following, The price is too much. The price of discipleship is too much. Sacrifice and commitment is too high. And when they settle back down into their comfortable, predictable routine of life, they say, it's not for me. Listen, folks. If God ever brings an Elijah across your path, and he is pleased to throw his mantle over you, you had better run. Not walk, catch up with him, but you better run. Because you may never have that opportunity again. I'm telling you, folks, if God is willing to have a man of God throw that mantle, run toward him! Run! He or she may very well be the door to the next level of destiny, your next anointing. And there is no guarantee, folks, that that door will ever open again. But the first step to a new level in God is exposure, is that you have to see it. And when it's time for promotion in your life, God will bring someone across your path. He'll bring him into your life. And then that can demonstrate and manifest where you want to go. But you have to discern Elijah's spirit in the man or woman of God and connect with them. And while Elisha was plowing, and while he was praying, while Elijah was watching, and while he was waiting, just being faithful with what he had been given. You see, God is telling Elisha, while Elisha's doing all that, he's telling Elijah, I want you to go and I want you to anoint Elisha. Hey, I've been watching him. He's the son of Shaphat over there, and he will be a prophet in your room. How do you know that, God? Because he's faithful. He's faithful. See, so while Elisha is plowing, while he's just taking care of business for old dad, and he's faithful in the little things, while he is being obedient, the anointing is on its way, folks. I'm telling you tonight, if you'll just be faithful, the anointing, it's on its way, because God sees your faithfulness. He's talking to Elijah. I want you to go. You see that faithful man over there? That's where I want that anointing. Elijah can't see it. He doesn't see it. He's just working along. He's just over there. He thinks nobody even notices him. He's just out there in that field. He's being faithful to dad. He's doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. Folks, we got a job to do. And God has said, hey, will you do this for me? Will you take care of this situation? If you will, if you'll just be faithful, I'll send an anointing your way. Is there anybody that wants the anointing of God in their life tonight? Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Elijah couldn't see it coming. He didn't hear it coming. See, Elijah can't tell by looking at the present circumstances in his life. You don't know that it's coming, folks. I'm here to tell somebody tonight, it's coming. Just keep on being faithful. That anointing is coming. It's coming. Just keep on plowing because it's coming. Just keep on praying because it's coming. Just keep on presenting. Come on, just keep on being faithful to the things of God because it is coming. Don't grow weary in well-doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Come on. It's coming. Hallelujah. Your anointing is coming. Your dream is coming. Your destiny is on its way. Your victory is on its way. Whatever you've been praying for, it's coming. Hallelujah. Keep pressing on. Keep on praying. Do not quit. Amen. You may not see it, Elijah, but the anointing is coming your way. You may not see it, Elijah, but the anointing has just turned around the corner down there. You may not feel it, Elijah, but the anointing is coming down your row. Hallelujah. Oh God, you might not want to lean over. Hear me tonight. You might want to lean over. And you might want to tell your neighbor next to you, it's coming. Amen, I'm telling you, it's coming. I want to give you an advance warning. My anointing is on its way. I might get a little bit crazy here tonight. Hallelujah. I might worship the Lord, but my anointing is coming. Look out, neighbor. Come on, I might step on your toes a little bit. Come on, you believe it tonight, folks? You believe your anointing is coming? You believe it's on its way? Come on. How about we get a little bit crazy in this place tonight? How about we thank God? How about we get excited in this place? Come on, it's coming right around the corner. Do you believe it tonight? Hallelujah. Come on. I don't know about you folks, but don't even think about it telling me it's not necessary to get emotional. Come on, I believe everything you do for God gets an emotion going inside of you. We need to get emotional. He made us emotional. You see, I've been out plowing in the fields too long. I've been dreaming about this anointing for too long. I've been waiting for this anointing too long. I got, folks, I've got up and I pulled the plow when I was sick. I pulled that plow when it was cold outside. I pulled that plow when everybody else, amen, would left me out in the field all alone. I don't know about you, but I've been waiting way too long to think that it's not for me. Come on. Hallelujah. I've been faithful. God has seen me. The anointing makes the difference between pretty and powerful. Come on. Your talent, ministry, and activity, and productivity, your whole life can change. Why? Because the anointing shifts you. The anointing doesn't just come to sit, but it comes to shift. It comes to make a difference. Amen. When Elijah passed by, amen, Elijah's life was shifted forever. See, when we're getting ready to shift into the anointing in Church of Pentecost, amen? Are you on board? Are you on the train? Come on, are you on the bandwagon? Amen, we're getting ready to do some shifting here. Hallelujah, why? Because the anointing is going to make a difference. Hallelujah, but I have to warn you, when you go into this shift, amen, come on, everybody, act like you're shifting a car. When you go into this shift, you're going to go to the next level. Hey, if your car don't jerk you when you hit, kick that gear down, you better get another one. Because you're driving a sissy car. Come on, God wants to do some shifting in this place. Come on, He wants to put us in high gear. How about, is there anybody here that wants to be in high gear for Jesus Christ? Is there anybody here that says, shift me down, kick me into that next gear? Some people will even get mad at you. And you shift into another gear. They may call you extreme. They may call you radical or fanatic, but some people will try to stifle you. Some people are going to try to settle you down a little bit. Is there anybody ready to go to another level in the anointed tonight? And come on. Is there anybody ready to go? Then why don't you make a prophetic declaration? How about it? Stand with me here. Is there anybody that wants to go to that next level? All right. Let's make people think we're crazy tonight. All right? Anybody that wants to go to the next level? You go make that prophetic declaration and just shift like you're shifting into high gear. Come on. Come on, shift it back. Come on. Come on, we're going to another high gear. Shift it back tonight. Devil, get out of my way. Devil, get out of here. I'm going through. You better not get in my way. That makes me think about when I was young. Young kid. Had a go-kart. Moved around that thing. This don't know, my cousin or somebody got in front of me. I said, get out of my way. They're standing there going, hee-hee-hee. I said, you better move. I'll hit you. He didn't believe me. And I ran over his feet as he dove off to the side. You see, folks, we need to shift it down tonight. Say, devil, don't even think about getting in my path. I'm taking this anointing, and I'm going somewhere with Jesus tonight. Come on, folks. God wants to dump his anointing. Folks, we need that prophetic declaration. It's for me. I've been waiting a long time, and I'm not letting anything stand in my way. I'm asking you tonight. Elijah was looking for Elisha. Has the anointing found its way to you tonight? Come on. Is there anybody here that just wants to come and worship God right here tonight? Thank you, God, for that anointing. Thank you, God.
You
hallelujah.
The fire. You are provide.